stories drive me crazy, Dave. And so I want your opinion. 215-263-6700. There's a woman who was proposed to from her longtime boyfriend, right? And she is like ripping her ring apart on social media. She took pictures with it. She's like, ooh, this is the ring my boyfriend gave me.
I could picture it.
Ooh,
yeah.
I imagine she talks just like this. So I think that it's nasty. I think that it's awful that a woman would rip it apart like that.
So I saw this story too, and I understand where you're coming from, but hold on. I've got the picture of the ring up on my tablet. Let me show it to you.
Oh.
It's awful.
That is an old lady ring.
That is awful.
And I guess the story is that it was his mother's or grandmother's or something. And it's a pearl instead of a diamond. And a pearl is her birthstone. So he thought, well, this is perfect. I can get this ring from my relative
for free. Probably.
He thought wrong. This pic,
if you had proposed to a girl, though, and she was like, yeah, no, I'm not taking this ring, how would you react to that?
I would hope I would have better taste than to pick something like this. I would probably go to the jewelry store and just find the prettiest girl that works there and said, pick out a ring you would wear. I think that's what every guy should do.
Okay, no.
And then maybe propose to her. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
I mean, gosh, you have so many problems.
Was there any issue with your ring?
Not once I got it, but I remember sitting at a bar with my husband, who then was just my boyfriend, and we had been dating for so long, and we were having the discussion about it, and I was like, of course you wouldn't get me a gold ring as my engagement ring, because I never wear gold. I only ever wear silver. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, like, it's a gold ring. And I was like, right. So you wouldn't buy that for someone who doesn't ever wear gold.
Oh, no.
And he had to make a phone call. I found out later that, yeah, he absolutely called the jeweler, was like, hey, we've got to change some things.
Oh, Leonard.
Yeah, I know. But at least he did. And yeah, I'm glad we had that conversation. Right. But not everybody does. And I have a friend who cried when her fiance gave her the ring. And she was like, take it back. Take it back and do it over. I'm not taking this. 215-263-6700. What's the right thing to do? I mean, how do you handle the engagement ring shopping? Should the guy go with? I don't even know. Like, how do you fix that? Is it okay for this girl to reject the ring? Do you? I don't know.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Destry. Hey, what do you do if your fiance does not like the ring you gave her?
If a woman isn't happy with the ring, then she's partly shallow and doesn't deserve you.
So you think no matter what that ring looks like, she should just accept it and be happy to have you?
Exactly.
I see you. Good morning, Bobby.
So when I went to ask my mother-in-law to marry my wife, before I could even finish, she says, oh, did you buy a ring yet? And I said, no. She's like, good. My mother has a stone for her. She was like, cool. And then we go to the jeweler, and I was like, all right, get my mother, because her mother wouldn't even trust her with the stone to go to the jewelry store.
So you went to the store with your future mother-in-law and future grandmother-in-law.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
So I had to, one, pick a good ring, but also I had to pick it with the two of them staring over my shoulder.
That's hilarious. Thanks so much, Bobby.
Yep.
Hey, Tanya, what do you think about this ugly engagement ring?
How you doing? So, there's two parts to this. First of all, maybe it was a ring that meant a lot to him because it was from a loved one. But then, do you want to marry somebody who's going to tear you apart in social media?
Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought of it that way. They could have had just a personal conversation. She doesn't have to blast him on Instagram.
But let's turn the table. So let's say that you are a 20-something-year-old young woman who doesn't have the life experience or the confidence that you have now, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the guy finally proposes to you, and you're so excited you're getting married, but at the same time you're looking at that ring thinking, oh my gosh, what do I do about this?
Tell him privately, what were you thinking? Don't you love me more than this? Haven't you watched all the engagement ring commercials?
Right.
You need to do something better. But don't trash him on social media.
Thanks, Tanya.
love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.